Yes, yes, yes. We are here with another week of My Mama Basement.
Yeah, yeah.
If y'all don't know by now, they call me ST, and I'm known as the motherfucking I'm rich, bitch. Where we at?
Ooh, that's how you feel about yourself?
I'm rich, nigga. I'm on a different level. I'm talking different now, nigga. Holler.
Let's get it.
The motherfucking income tax and stimmy hit at the same goddamn time.
Oh, man. That's stimmy.
That's motherfucking... That's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. The motherfucking chain reaction. Oh, yeah. So if you hear me talking different, I don't know. I might have changed up on niggas. You feel me?
Hey, you gotta get your change on, man. Always, man. Next to your boy ST is your boy R-Z-Z-Z. Known for being sick of this cancel culture shit. Yo, I'm kind of sick of that shit now, man. I'm getting a little...
Cancel culture,
that
nigga.
That shit getting annoying, man.
I got too much money to get canceled, nigga. I'm rich, bitch.
Just get it.
Cancel me, nigga. You can't cancel my bank account. Now, let's put a disclaimer on this one, please. Ladies and gentlemen, cannot talk like me if you do not have a proper savings account. I have a savings account. It's nice. And that's why I'm hype. Because the Fed is about to hit. And the stimmy is coming this weekend. I just threw my fucking phone. I'm rich, man.
Yo. Woo! It's a time to be joyous, man.
What a time. You know what Drake said? Drake said, what a time to be alive.
Weather's looking nice outside.
Oh, Lord!
Weather hitting.
The weather's fucking hitting. The stimmies is about to hit. What a time! I feel like Ric Flair. Woo! Like, I feel like I'm the motherfucking honky tonk man or some shit like that. Let's go! I feel like I'm the Rolex wearing, hot girl kissing, fly suit wearing. Woo!
Rest, right. Rest in peace, Macho Man.
All right, I don't
that was my guy, really, man.
I guess you just whatever. Cool. Anyway, let's get back to regular programming for the motherfucking IRS wants to come and check my shit. You know, your man Joey B, man. Joey fucking B.
Who's fuck is Joey B?
Joe Biden.
Oh yeah, that's the man, son. That's the man. I mean, he still got some work to do. He got a lot more work to do, but he's doing all right. He doing all right.
In honor of Joe Biden, I'm copping 17-inch rims and I'm naming them Joey B. Thank you.
Wow.
Appreciate it. However, it was a lie. They did lie to us.
Who lied?
What happened in 2000?
Nah, he never said that.
Oh!
He never said that. He never said that. You got four, and he said... No, you got six, and he said, we're going to give you... The 2,000 you guys deserve, cause y'all deserve 2,000.
Yeah, cause that 2,000.
Cause that 600 was a slap in the face. You should have got 2,000. That's what he said.
No, he was right. The 600 was a motherfucking slap in the face.
Yes, you should have got 2,000. So he completed what you supposed to get.
However, he said you should get $2,000 checks, and he's not saying that. Where's my money? I need all of it.
Man, you think.
I need it all.
You think them? You see how hard them Republicans was fighting?
Now here's something
for just for that.
Here's
like you trying to get 2,000? You out your mind, man?
You're smoking on some waffle cone, big waffle cone on your face. You heard?
Ain't that? That's what you had last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is nice, nice, nice.
It's a nice mellow, not harsh on your throat. I love these mellow joints. Anyway, what I got for that is every registered Republican who feels that this stimulus check is too much, the budget, where's the money? Go, all that yada yada, right? Here's what I'm gonna need you to do. When you do get your stimulus check, I need you to write to the US government, send it back to the government, and say, and write on the memo for deficit. And that's how you'll be doing your job as an American.
Mm-hmm. Get that shit back.
Give it back. You don't want it. This shit was too much. Y'all said nay, right? Nays across the board. Or every Republican.
All of them.
It was a deadlock tie. And then Kamala stepped in. Kamala Mala Mala stepped in and said, I'm the tiebreaker, bitches.
Yo, the Democrats need to stop playing nice, man. They playing nice.
This is what I said last week.
They need to start because the Republicans is not going to let shit pass. No matter what the fuck it is. The George Floyd bill, police reform, nothing.
I told you that last week.
Nothing. Climate, nothing.
I told y'all last week, when the Republicans is in that shit, they was working. Trump was in there overnight signing the executive orders. We woke up to new tax laws. Like, what the fuck? How this happened?
They gave all that tax credit to the rich people. Mm-hmm. And nobody woke up say to that shit. They was like, yeah. Yeah, poor people get money. It's a fucking uproar.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got it. We ain't got it. Our grandkids' grandkids is going to be paying for it.
Now y'all worry about paying for shit.
In 2008, when y'all bailed out all them fucking banks that was scamming people on their homes, what did they do? They ain't say shit. They bailed out the banks and they ain't say shit about money.
They ponied up the dollar bills, y'all. They ponied up that bread.
Poor people get some money. Nah. They don't need it. It's too much. Fuck you, man. Fuck you, sir.
How dare you?
Shit is crazy, man.
What's wrong with you?
Well, it's a good week, man.
Stimmy's what I want. Yeah. Stimmy's what I need. Stimmy, I need that stimmy check, baby. Stimmy. Joey's working, man.
Yes, he is.
What's next on the agenda for your man, for your guy? This is your guy.
I'm
an independent.
He trying to do something with that immigration.
What's up with them kids in cages? They getting a check too?
Yo, you seen when the Republican, you seen when he said that shit? He stood up and said, we can't vote for this bill. People in jail is gonna get their gonna get a check. Murderers are gonna get a check.
Immigrants. That's why I said that.
Immigrants are gonna get a check.
You hear these fools?
What? Huh? Why are you lying? Why are you lying? And you know what's sadder than that? Is that people is gonna believe that shit. That's the sad part.
The one thing that I admire about the Republicans is their dedication to the bullshit.
I can't admire that shit.
How can you not? Commendable. They
no, it's
will
not.
Lock
not at
step
all.
Together for the bullshit.
Yo, I think they know the people that listen to them are stupid. Straight up. That's However, it. Nah, you stupid.
Black people can't even lock step together for some righteous shit. Well, talk to them.
This shit is bananas, man.
You have to admire their gumshoe, their gall to just say, nah, niggas don't need money out here.
But why are you lying, though? That's the thing. You could say, all right, they don't need the money, but why you gotta lie and say immigrants gonna get it? They don't even have a fucking social security number. Like, why you gotta lie? And it's people that's not even gonna do the bare minimum to research to find the facts. Like, they just gonna believe that shit and be like, immigrants is getting checks.
Yeah, because the guy said it. He
Come
said
on,
it, man.
Son. Like, this shit is outrageous, bro.
Out there saying it. Why is this? Why can I not believe it to be true?
This shit is outrageous, man.
Leonardo. Of course it's true.
Yo, coming to America, did you see it?
Yes. It was movie Thoughts. Night at my house. Let me walk. Let's just...
People... I heard it on the radio. People was bashing this shit crazy.
Yo, fam, you don't touch the originals, man.
They wasn't trying to, I don't think.
Yo, nah, it had a lot of bringbacks. What are you talking about?
They was not trying to touch the first one. I don't even think they was trying to go for that. I think they were just trying to show black people and they ask excellence, man.
I guess I love it.
That, okay. Like, to see that is great. That's why people bashing it is like, why? Why, man? That, it's not going to be the first one, man. You knew that part,
I do agree with you. The display of black excellence.
It wasn't no guns, no drugs. No crime, no. Come on, man. That shit was beautiful to see. It wasn't supposed to be the first one.
It was a story for, you know, uplifting black women.
Exactly.
So,
but I think the writers is like,
I just, too many cameos, man. Everybody got to be in a fucking movie.
I mean, I wasn't even mad at the cameos. It was
more. They brought back the Peaches girls.
What the fuck
was that?
I mean, man? I laughed though. When they came out and they was like,
they looked like they ate too many damn peach cobblers.
My thing is, y'all twins, right? Like, if you see your sister get fat, you ain't gonna
I'm gonna get fat.
Bitch, you know you gotta get fat. Because we twins, so. Eat this fucking burger.
They had to bring the Peaches girls back.
Yo, I like that. I like when they brought them out. I was like, what the fuck?
That was not necessary, man. Leave them girls alone.
But when they was like, when she was like, you gonna bring out Beyonce? Mary J. Blige? They brought out Sexual Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That was funny, man.
I did feel that. I did feel the
but
Sexual Chocolate.
Can I name three corny parts in the movie? That was corny as fuck to me.
Please. I think there's way more than three, but go ahead.
I three heavy ones.
Heavy corny. Okay, I feel you on that one.
Your boy rapping, they could have cut that the fuck out. Like, cut
that
it.
That was his, like, Hakuna Matata, I can't wait to be king type.
Oh.
Moment. You feel me?
They could have cut that out.
They could have. That was.
They could have cut that out.
I didn't need that. I just can't wait to be king. Nah, I ain't need that.
Him rapping was just like, huh? That shit was confusing. And then King Jaffe, man. It was nice how it was fly. How he said, I want to go to my own funeral. I thought that was fly.
The funeral was fly though.
I thought when he was like, I'm gonna go to my. I want to see it. My own funeral. Only a king could do some shit like that. That was fire. But when he said, I'm going to die now.
Yeah.
And that was corny to me.
He could have just went to sleep kind of type shit.
He could have just went there and then after been in the bed, died that night. Right. Or something like that. Why are you going
to
have him?
I think they just wanted to rush it. They had to cut his.
I'm going to die now.
We just going to do this. Like,
you could have cut out your boy rapping and gave King
Nah, you know what I mean? The movie was 2 hours. So you had to, like, they had to cut that out. I'm pretty sure they did have that written. But they was like, yo, we gotta cut this out.
I'm going to die now.
Yeah.
And then you just die.
Because Gladys Knight was giving that extra notes on it. So it ran a tad bit long.
I felt that was corny. And then the third, at the end, did you notice the two random ass white people in the back? Like, it's cool, white you it's cool. Y'all cool. But what the fuck? What was that for?
Also,
y'all should have been. They should have gave him a part where they was talking in the movie or something like that.
We don't need that. That we don't need.
I mean, but then don't put them there.
Just don't,
because that shit looked weird. Like, what the fuck?
It did. I guess it was just to be like, all right, we can't have no white people in this movie.
Yeah, or put five or six in there. Don't you gonna put two random ass white people that don't even say nothing just in the back? That was weird to me. But besides that,
no, I got number four.
Oh no,
the whole. Fake circumcision.
I like that.
That
was like
necessary, fam.
I mean, that was a little ha ha moment. Ha ha.
That
was
a little chi-chi-chi-chi. Nah.
I felt like the way he fell in love with the hairdresser mad quick too. They kind of rushed
fam,
that shit.
The movie's 2 hours.
I feel you, but that shit was like
they had to rush some things. Of course, I do feel you. They had to. Rush.
You know what I felt they should have did. They should have cut your boy out, that motherfucker. Goodbye. And they should have just focused on the women, the three girls, and the oldest girl.
But how does he go back to America, though?
Because I want to show you, like, to prove yourself, I'm going to take you to
You gotta, like how he had to do the test, she gotta do the test, and one more test is you gotta survive in Queens or some shit like that. Or you come out here, you know, something. But I feel like the storyline with him was just like
They reached,
you know what I mean? He got date raped. I feel like the shit was just kind of rushed, but it was good to me. I would still give it like an 8 out of 10. What would you give it?
It's a 6 for me, dog.
A 6? Wow.
Original is a 10 out of 10.
Because you basing it off the original. I'm basing it off his own separate movie.
You want to do that? You do that.
Sick. A movie that's 6 is not even worth seeing, man. You trying to tell me that shit is not worth seeing?
If you like the original, it is worth a shot. But I will just tell you, it's mid. It's really mid.
Is it worth seeing? Like, should everybody see that shit?
If you like the original, you should give this a shot.
That's a half-ass answer, man.
But it's mid.
Everybody should see that shit. Right. To see black people in that type of excellence is a beautiful thing, man.
I feel you.
The outfits.
Yes.
The hair. The hairdos was amazing. Imagine if black women took the weaves out and the straight weaves with the purple shit.
Just left it out.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Nurtured they shit and did some shit like that. That shit would be fly.
Listen, man, it made me want to go twist my joint up. I had to get my joints refreshed and twisted.
I dig, man, but
I don't want to be out here slipping. You know, I got to look out here like the young princess of Munda.
Yo, but to see that, it's worth seeing. Everybody should see that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess, if you say so.
Yeah, man, like, you always...
As far as the story, though, mid.
Yeah, but I don't... Yeah, the mid.
The pageantry, the show...
Yeah, the...
Wesley Snipes was amazing.
Wesley Snipes was the best part of the movie. Really.
His accent, fire. Like, he just came out of the movie.
Yo, he played the shit out that role, man. He played the shit out that role. The best... people in the movie was Wesley Snipes and Tiana Taylor. Like
Tiana Taylor.
Them that was the best part of the movie. Like, if I'm gonna make a list.
James Earl Jones is fire though. And Gladys Knight's performance is fire.
Yeah, yeah. Come when Gladys Knight came out in that outfit, that was good.
Nigerian. That was Nigerian. That was fire. You know, that was a Nigerian type theme.
That was fire. You know that was Rick Ross' house, right?
Doing the damn thing.
I mean, why do you live in that? Like, I would
doing
it. Like, that shit too big. Like, you hungry? You gotta walk 3 blocks to the kitchen? You gonna be like, damn.
Nah, you don't walk. You got a little go kart.
Oh, that makes sense.
Little cart.
Yeah, I would definitely have like a scooter to go to the kitchen, man. Cart. Just go to the kitchen real quick. Yeah, cause that house is humongous, yo. For real.
What you got? You got?
Oh, what else we got, man? The royal family. Are we
talking about that real quick? Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Shocker. It's racism over there.
So wait, so you mean to tell me?
Uh-oh.
So the queen.
Newsflash. Oh, shit. They racist over there? You know they got they fucking money through slavery. Hello.
The queen was like. Wait, I don't know who he said. He ain't say who said it, but somebody allegedly was like, "So are you gonna have a nigga baby?
How dark you think he's gonna be?
How black is the baby? How black is your nigga baby? Now is it monkey black or your light type of black? What's it gonna be?
But I see your mother. Your mother's kind of." Black could be black.
How black?
Is it going to be midnight black, perhaps?
Because if it's light black, maybe we'll be okay. But
yo.
If it's nigga black, oh no.
Yo. Like, was you going to... Was she really shocked? I don't think she was shocked either. I think she was like, I can't take this shit. I think she probably took like a couple hits and was like, yo, it's getting out of hand.
I guess she thought going to be like more discreet. With they shit.
Why would they be rather discreet, than, yo? They royalty,
like,
man.
Yo, You have a nigga baby? They gonna have a nigga baby.
They royalty and they work, even the workers, they've been working for royalty, so they top notch. Like, you think they worry about, like, how they, what they say and shit like that? They're just gonna say it.
Is he gonna drink grape soda?
Oh, man. What about his hair? Oh, can we just...
Is he gonna have nigga baby hair?
Oh, no.
Harry's hair is red.
Is it gonna be red and nappy?
Harry's hair is red.
It's gonna be red and nappy.
But we just don't want it to be nappy.
Yo, she had to get the fuck out of there, man. Like, how you...
She was in real life trap.
You know it's bad when you come to America to escape racism.
Like, whoa!
You know how bad whoa! It must be? She's like, I'm going to America. Fuck this shit.
Fuck this shit.
They ain't this racist.
It's racist over here. I'm going to America. It's a tad bit little racist here.
Tough.
I just want to know.
That is.
How is it? Is he gonna be 7 feet tall?
Damn, man, she had to go, man. I would go to Canada if I was her. Why would you come here?
That's the question.
Oh, straight to
what
Canada.
What made you think of America? You was going. I guess they celebrity though. They was like, oh, we should be celebrities in America.
Yeah, they hide it over here more when you a celebrity. You really not gonna see that like that. Yeah. Like that. But damn,
in America, you know. The racism is...
Don't turn the news on, though.
It's light. Racism light in America, I guess. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean...
Yo, at Oprah, yo, she was like, what? Huh? Like, her shocker moments was like... she first was shocked all, at everything. She was
first
like,
of all,
what?
Nobody gonna tell Auntie that her wig was looking like a really like a crazy.
Hold on.
She's hold worth on. Hold a on. Billy.
You got too much money.
Too much money, Oprah.
To be having a used wig.
Oprah, I know. We here. I know. I just got here. I'm here. We in the money category. We here. I'm looking good. We twisted up over here, baby girl.
We gonna be honest.
I'm gonna refer you to some people.
We gonna be honest with her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because baby, whoever's in your corner, whoever's around you, and they told you you're going to go out there looking like that, they lied to you. They lied. They motherfucking lied.
My thing is
too much money.
She could do a lot. Like, that shit didn't even look like real hair. Like,
it the synthetic.
You got a synthetic wig, Oprah? Like, we're not gonna, like, you
how
know
how does synthetic we look love, synthetic?
We love you, Oprah.
Oh, baby.
But that shit didn't
baby,
look real.
You know you my number one. That's why I'm out here talking to you like this. Because it's all about you. And I'm here. Whoever had you out there, like, when I'm in your corner, baby girl, I won't have you looking like that.
Yo, Cardi B, holla at Oprah, man. Because Cardi B is bald headed under there. You know,
right.
She's bald headed.
But
she got different fucking hair and it looked
nice.
Like her fucking hair.
Right.
Like, she got real, like, organic hair out somebody's fucking head. Like, hook up Oprah,
one
man.
One of those designers.
Hook up,
like,
yo.
Like, Aaron and Tay or something, right? I think that's his name. One of them, those guys. Send her to Oprah. She needs to get the lace front.
You got too much money for that. Or maybe she got so much money that it's like, fuck it.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm rich. What the fuck I gotta prove
like,
to y'all?
Were you talking to me? Oprah's like, you talking to me, bro? Brokey talks to me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, because all she gotta do is come back with that and the silence. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. Oprah's, you know, you can say that. But the front, I just want to see my baby right. I just want to see my baby girl looking good, looking right, looking correct, fresh to death, with the wig blended in, with the baby curls. Can we have Oprah looking like that?
Somebody gotta talk to
her,
man.
I just want the best for you, baby. I'm out here wanting the best for you. So,
are you still taking the train in New York City?
We told you motherfuckers to get the fuck off.
In this week's episode of Do Not Take the Motherfucking Train in New York City, man. Hop in the Uber or something. Man. But they looking for him, man. He's on the train exposing his genitalia.
Yeah, that's
He's exposing
that
his
seems
giblets.
About like what they do. Yeah, that seems it. That seems right. That's it.
People report this man of Spanish, he looks kind of Spanish, of getting on the train and just pulling his pants down.
Pow, boom.
For everyone to see.
Pow. How you like me now?
People get on and see nuts and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then he rides and then gets off.
I mean, what they charging $275, right? There might as well be a show. That's all I'm saying.
Yo, he was doing
this. $275. They gotta be some form of entertainment. I want to see some bitch pull out a titty. Maybe a nigga, you know, whatever, you know, they do.
Yo.
Somebody come out there.
You're not trying to see somebody's
nuts
and junk, man. You're not. Yo, 8:30 in the morning. Nobody trying to see that going to work.
It's kind of offensive.
You going to work and you seeing nuts first thing in the morning?
It's kind of offensive that
come on,
I wake up first thing in the morning. First of all, I'm on the motherfucking train.
You mad as fuck already.
And I'm going to work.
You not in the mood.
Not in the fucking mood. And you want to pull out your shit.
Nah,
son. That's fucking
he gotta be caught, man.
Offensive.
He gotta be caught, man.
We need to catch this guy.
Next week we'll have something else.
I can't.
Guaranteed.
Man, not take the train.
Hold on.
Get the fuck off, man.
Where's the light at, man? We lighting up to my man Andrew Yang.
Oh my God. So this is the next person you on, right?
What's up, Andrew
how
Yang?
How much? All right, let's start. How much?
What's up, Andrew
how
Yang?
How much?
What? How much?
Because I know, nigga.
Yo, that's my guy.
When you back at somebody, you got paid something like this, some form of transaction.
I ain't get paid, man.
Andrew you ain't get
Yang,
paid.
Dog.
We back in Yang.
He running for mayor. De Blasio, please step to the side. And Cuomo, shit. You in hot water. He might come for your seat. Yang might come for your seat, buddy. Because you
Cuomo.
Might not be here next time.
Cuomo, man. He might have to step.
Yo, it's up to like
down.
Six women, yo. They Bill Cosby and him, bruh. They Bill Cosby. Next week is going to be eight
too.
More women.
It's like who's the flavor of the month type shit with this Me Too shit. Like, you could make a calendar of this shit. Last month it was this for this month. Like,
I find that crazy that, I mean, women should come out and speak, man. But I just find it crazy that, like, one come out, then two, and then six, and then eight.
And then
it's just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, is everybody
it's
really...
Like, damn, you serving dick to all these bitches? You just serving
nah, this,
serving
now
dick.
This next woman is saying that he groped her.
Yes.
Over her... What?
He grabbed her by the pussy, Trump style.
Thank you very much.
Trumpy. Trumpito. He said, yeah, nigga.
He went over. He's talking about he went over to close, invited her over to drop something off. She dropped it off, and he was like, started fondling her, man. Come
that's
on, man.
Crazy though. Like,
that
like wait, hold on, hold on. Like, bring that back.
Crazy.
Bring that back.
That sounds crazy.
Like, I want like this guys. This is guys. This and what trans and what kind of transaction that it was just the conversation just led to like you ain't even spit no G. All of a sudden, you just put your hands in the pussy. That doesn't, it don't work like
see,
that.
Well, do we really think of him that much?
You gotta, like,
damn.
This gotta be some type of signal before I'm reaching my hands down there.
Yo, that is super creepy.
I gotta
like,
have a real life confirmation.
Listen, I don't know Cuomo personally, but damn, if he's really that creepy, really, and he's a married man with kids and shit. I don't know, man.
Before, like, I gotta know you digging me before I'm even reaching for the pussy. So, this fellas, man, we gotta get some clear signals first, man.
I mean, he's from an older
hey,
generation.
Hey,
so,
no fucking excuse, man.
It is. I mean, he's from an older time, man. Back then, it's just was whatever. So I don't know when these women are saying this happened. Like, did this happen 20, 30 years ago? But, shit.
I don't know. Can't remember a time where it was ever graceful to just grab a chick by her pussy.
Nah, it was never the thing to do, but it definitely happened.
That's like, yo.
Like,
listen,
and
this,
women
this
just
is
took
my
that
go-to
shit.
Move. I say, hey, what's your name? pussy honk. Nah. Doesn't really.
That's all that generation was. That's like how it was, man. Because women wasn't saying nothing. That shit crazy. But yeah, back to my man Yang Yang, man. Andrew Yang.
I remember. Wait, hold on. Didn't you get some payments from Yang?
I did. He did hook me up.
I exposed him, y'all.
Yo. He gave out. He raised money for people that needed money. He raised like $2 million and he dispersed that shit amongst the people in the Bronx. That's fire. Who doing that?
And
who's doing
that? Did you receive any of that money?
Yeah, I got $250.
He got paid, y'all.
I got $250.
Whatever he's That's about to guy. Say is a paid endorsement by Andrew Yang. Continue. Just want to make sure. I just want to be transparent to the audience.
So be transparent, man. He says for Memorial Day week, he wants to make MTA free for everyone.
That's cool. Memorial Day week. That's cool. So people get around and, you know, go to the beaches and everything. That's
He's
cool.
fighting
That's
for that right now. What the fuck has de Blasio done besides make more bike lanes?
Yo.
What
yo,
the fuck has he done?
Facts.
What has he done?
Yo, my nigga. There is no reason.
Come on, man.
174th Street in the Bronx has a city fucking bike lane. Why?
Why?
Do you understand what goes on over here? Do you understand that if you're getting clapped at, the last thing you want to fucking be in your way is a motherfucking city bike stand?
Yo, I think he wants tourists to come all the way up
here. This ain't it.
Tourists is not coming
this
all the way
up here.
This
ain't
it. Like, they not going to come to the Bronx and look around.
This ain't Times Square, man. Nigga. This ain't the Red Steps. There ain't no Instagram photos over here, my nigga.
Yo.
There's no reason for no city bikes to be here.
De Blasio got to go, man. I'm sorry. You had a good run. You ain't do shit. That's it, man. Andrew Yang need to become the mayor and the motherfucking governor, man. He need to just run for both and see which one he get.
I'm just for what you said, I might be even with you.
Yo,
God, but city bike, that shit is ridiculous. No more.
It has to stop.
It has to fucking stop. Like, enough is enough.
You taking up like perfectly good spots.
Those are parking spots that are fucking hard to come by in the hood already.
Or sometimes you gotta get around a dumb driver that's in front of you. And it's like, damn, I gotta go in the bike lane to go around this dumbass. Like when it should just be a space right there with no bike lane, that cause nobody's riding through this shit anyway. Damn.
Nah, we need bike lanes. You out with that. I'm talking about the city bike shit.
No, we don't need bike lanes all the way up here. We need bike lanes all the way up here.
Yes, because I have a scooter. People have scooters.
You could ride your fucking scooter on the side. Like, you know it's a lane for you right there. You don't need a bike lane all the way up here, man.
Nah, some people don't respect our... They don't even respect our lane, fam.
You're talking about the city bikes, which is even worse. I wasn't even thinking about the fucking city bikes. That's a whole nother thing that's fucking terrible.
I'm thinking about the city bikes.
The city bikes. I think he's getting paid from Citibank. Citibank
That's
paid his ass.
That's appalling to me.
Citibank paid his ass, man.
We do need bike lanes, though. I will advocate for
We need
lanes.
All them bike lanes, though, all over the
Every
place.
Every street should have a bike lane because y'all don't be respecting God. Y'all lanes.
That's true, man.
There's some bad drivers that just be on the side.
But sometimes you don't need that fucking bike lane. Like, who's riding the bike? Come on, man.
Everybody. When it gets hot, you're going to see, fam. Scooters are big now.
We're going to see. I need to cop me one of those.
I got my scooter. I be scooting, man. Get me the fuck out of here. Scoot, nigga. What's up? Damn. Did you hear about your friend, Stacey Dash?
Oh, my God. It's not my friend.
The All Falls Down video, Vixen. former Fox News correspondent, is asking for people to accept her apology.
Hmm? Asking people like who?
People like you, R-Dot. People like black me. People? Anyone she offended, especially probably.
Yo, she said get rid of Black History Month, man. Like, I'm done with you, yo. Like, from that, I was like, oh, I'm done.
Well,
there's nothing more to be said, man.
Your friend, Stacey, is asking. She had a public apology that she wrote up released.
Well, if she say she lost her mind, she was crazy.
She blamed it.
Okay, what she blamed it on?
On having a bad president.
Thank you very much.
A bad president? She was saying this shit when Obama was around. Saying this wild shit. What is she talking about?
There you go, sweetheart. We caught your jokes.
Yeah, I don't fuck with you.
You gotta run, bro. Wake up pretty early to run around us. The fuck you talking about?
Nah, you banned.
Wasn't she screaming that monkey shit when Obama was fucking?
Yeah, she was wildin'. Big like,
girl.
Talking about black people always want a handout. Wildin'.
What's up?
So, yeah, she could, nah, you, where you at? You chose the way you wanted to be and you there. Like, we don't need you over here.
She so you don't accept her apology? It wasn't her fault.
How about you do something?
We had a bad president. We had a bad president.
All right. Were you sorry?
She was
now, how about
up
you
in
go,
the whirlwind.
She's sorry. Now, how about you go do something? Get up, go out, get up, join some organization, donate some money, let us see your face out there doing something that's for the cause. And then we'll see something. But if you're just going to say sorry from your fucking phone and shit like that, nah, that's not enough. You're going to have to show me something.
So you don't.
Nah, she's going to have to show something. Maybe she truly is. I hope she is. And if she is, she should be out there doing something and show that she's sorry and that she didn't know what she was talking about.
She is. I do believe she is sorry. Stacy.
Yeah, she probably is. You could be sorry, but just what are you gonna do now? Like, do something now.
Get up, get out.
Yeah, and prove that you're sorry. I mean, until you do that, man, you on the outs. Fuck out of here. You on the outs.
Get out and do something. Right now you are op, baby girl. Till you do something, then you get out of opish territory. But you's the ops right now.
Sports.
Spizzy.
Your boy Dak got his chizak.
Oh, listen, Dak. Me and Dak just crossed over at the same time.
Nah. You was ready to throw him under the bus, man.
Hey, Dak,
you was ready to throw him under the bus.
What rich niggas do, Dak?
That's crazy.
Dak, hit me up, man. Rich niggas, we gotta link up, you know?
You was ready to throw him under the bus.
What you mean? Who what? Fuck you, Tucker. Fuck you, Tucker, man.
Damn, man.
Fuck you, Tucker, man.
When he was talking about getting his money, you was like, this and that. You was talking about getting rid of him, trade.
What do you mean?
All right.
Fuck you talking
Maybe
about?
I got the wrong somebody, man.
Yeah. Dak, baby. He's talking about Super Bowls. I love that talk.
Super Bowls?
He said the next time we have a big press conference like this.
Really?
It's gonna be for the Super Bowl.
Well,
talk your talk.
If you look at the division, everybody is getting better except for the Cowboys.
What? Huh?
Washington, Giants. Wait.
You said who?
They're looking better.
Who
man.
You said? Was that
Giants? Washington. You don't think they're gonna be better than they was last year? They was already whooping your ass last year.
Yo. I almost threw up, yo. You almost made me throw up in my mouth.
We gonna see.
I just threw up in my mouth. I just what the fuck? You just said the Giants?
Okay, we gonna see.
Washington got better. Yeah, facts. Washington.
We gonna see.
Philly, They don't have a coach or a quarterback.
I mean, we didn't talk about Philly. I didn't say shit about Philly.
And then you said who?
Yeah, the Giants is going to be bad. We got Saquon Barkley back. Hopefully he don't break something or tear something.
Saquon got to get paid, fam.
Paid? Paid? Hold on now. Hold on now.
Yeah, man.
You can you have a full season?
You ain't hit it?
He needs a full season.
You heard the bank account? You heard the check's got to clear, fam.
Fuck that.
Oh, see?
He need to do
so
more than that.
So you're not even talking right. You don't even talk right.
He need to do more
you
than
even
that.
You don't even talk right. You're not even talking right.
NBA All-Star game. First of all, that shit, the whole All-Star weekend was trash. That whole All-Star
game. I mean, COVID, the foot, yeah, like.
That dunk contest was like a snooze fest.
He didn't even kiss the
rim. He didn't even kiss the rim.
It was creative, I guess. They gave it to him for
creativity. That wasn't creative. He should have put something, maybe a mouth, like how they said, a mouth guard and really kissed that shit. And then like bounce your head off back off of it and dunk that bitch. that's how you dunk the ball.
If
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you would have put like a football mouthpiece.
Yeah.
And then he would have did it.
And then you could just like you jump up, you
just bounce. And then, because it would have protect your lips and everything.
Yeah, you don't even care to like think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Then he did the Tracy McGrady dunk. It's like, okay, you just did somebody else dunk. He did it the right way, but it was
so
like.
So you saying right. Just trash all around board is just the
skills challenge. Trash. I went to sleep.
Oh my god!
I'm like, what is this?
I
felt like I could have beat them niggas. I'm like, yo, they could have had me out there. I would have been like, they wasn't even trying, yo.
Can we have like? I mean, they ain't have the, you know, it wasn't the same. They ain't have rookies. They ain't have the celebrity game.
I understand.
It's different. It's COVID.
But you let a center win the skills challenge?
It's a bonus.
That's ridiculous, man. Chris Paul should be ashamed of himself.
It's a bonus, son. You know.
The three-point contest, that was all right. That was cool.
Yeah,
Steph Curry won
nice.
By the last shot. Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
All-Star game.
All-Star game was cool.
I mean, it wasn't even a competition, though.
It's not normally.
What do you mean? Yes, it is. Last year was competitive. Last couple years have been competitive where they fought to the end. It was kind of close. Like, they had a chance to win. This was a fucking blowout from the beginning to the end.
Do you like the new format with the, like, games to, like, 170 or some stupid shit? It was like.
Yeah, I like that.
And then Dame pulled up from half court.
Ridiculous. That was it was just a mismatch. That's what
it was. That's what it always is. LeBron is just a really good GM.
Yeah, 4-0, man. 4 wins, man.
He knows how to just put mad people together and just.
He say he gonna retire. So let's see. He gonna retire from picking.
I mean, he can't. It'd be more fair if someone else picks because people don't know how to pick teams. I guess they got like friendships or something.
Yeah, because he picked Harden, Kyrie. It's like, you just trying to like be with your crew, man.
You want a kiss.
Like, stop it.
Okay.
But yeah, that dunk contest, they got to do better than that, man. Obi Tompkins.
I like the one
that he windmilled.
That's why I said, over? I think I like Obi Wan. I feel like Obi Wan. Feel like he got robbed, but you know.
I mean, that through the legs.
The through the leg was that not creative?
We see that every year.
Who do that?
Through the legs.
No, but
dunk?
He bounced it diagonally.
That was fire. I'm talking about his last dunk when he could have won the shit. That was one of the dunks he did. He did a dunk through the legs.
Oh yeah.
He did the one where he jumped over, and then he did the other one. He finished his last dunk was the.
Yeah, his last dunk was weak.
It was weak. That was the one to win it.
That he put he threw it diagonal.
That
off
was
the
fire.
Floor and brung it back. I felt like they didn't give that enough.
But they didn't. But that got him to the next round.
He didn't get out.
He should have saved that dunk for the next round. He would have won. But to just to end the dunk. I mean, to end that shit with that dunk was like, oh no, you had to come more. That's why that niggas kissed the rim. That didn't even kiss the shit once.
Trash.
That shit was.
It was in a tragedy.
Zach LaVine, where you at, man? And then they got my man Gordon mad. He don't even want to do a dunk contest no more.
Right,
he got robbed last year.
He's like, I'm not doing this shit no more. I feel him in that.
Yeah, for real.
Waste of time. if you're not gonna get the proper respect.
Grind my gears, man.
Grind minds. I can't even lie, y'all. I'm rich. I'm happy, man.
Oh, so you're good.
God.
I got, you know, grinding my fucking gears. I'm mad as fuck right now, man. Mad as fuck right now, man.
You know what? Hey, you know, just counting all this money, you know, it's just, it grinds my gears.
Yeah. Yo, cancel culture is grinding my fucking gears.
Man. Oh man, are they trying to cancel you? Why? What you really on this cancel culture shit?
Yo,
they coming for you?
First of all, they canceled Babs Bunny. And Toon's,
yo, gone. Nah.
They canceled,
okay,
her.
Now
they canceled her. Yo.
Now you're right. Now
they,
I'm with you.
Canceled her, dog.
Lockstep with you. What the fuck was that?
She looks like she had 3 kids and she don't give a fuck no more.
Like, facts. Like, she just gave up on herself.
Why? Like, nobody was
Shorty
mad
was
at that.
Fly. That's like
if you gave her that from the beginning. Just leave. That's who. What she
that's
was
what she
drawn
is.
At.
What's wrong with it?
Well, it's nothing wrong. There is women that's like that.
And the thing about like, it what? Was, she was still smart. She was the only one that was able to outwit Bugs.
Come on.
That's like the whole thing. She was beautiful and had brains. Like,
what are we doing, dog? What are we doing, yo? That shit was crazy.
Now she,
Speedy Gonzalez.
Nah. No! Now I'm with you.
He's fucking out of here.
Now I'm with you.
They canceling Speedy Gonzalez.
That's the... No. I will not let that happen. We're not letting this happen. Andalay. No.
Yo.
What do you say, Andalay? Viva.
I leave it. That's it. Yo.
No.
Yo.
No, I would not let this happen.
Yo, not for nothing, man.
Speedy Gonzalez will ever be a fucking mainframe forever.
Listen.
Let his name live on.
We from New York. We got every type of race around us.
That taught us.
We was around every type of race. Mexicans are here. To see him on there was just like a representation of reminded me of like,
ooh, oh,
Mexicans,
okay,
is cool as fuck. Like,
okay.
Like,
I'm picking Pedro because I saw Speedy Gonzalez.
Come on, man.
So I know he's fast.
Is that racist?
What? And you know what? On the playground, that shit worked out.
Facts. They play soccer and shit. They be like, come on. Like, is that racist to say he's like,
no,
this?
No! I will not allow this shit. Andalay!
They OD.
Viva la raza!
Yo, they OD, man. Pepe Le Pew. He's out of here, bro.
Yo!
Pepe Le Pew was kind of creepy, man. He was a fucking stalker, man.
First of all, he
but
was the epitome of love and affection.
That's what I seen it as a kid. It's like, he loves her. Like, he really will do anything for her.
If you have the desire and you really want to show your love and affection for a woman, this is how you go about it.
Nah. You don't go about it. You don't go like that.
Nah.
Because he was grabbing on her.
He was a little grabbing by pussy.
She was trying to get away, and he was definitely grabbing up.
He
on
was
her,
a little.
Her face.
He was a little date rapey.
he was a little creepy, but
he was a little dead.
As a kid,
peppy,
I just seen it as like, yo,
peppy.
He's being like, he
right.
loves
oh, you
her,
knew,
yo.
You knew not to go that far.
Yeah, and you see the hearts every time, so it was like, oh damn, he just loves her. That's it. But now it's like, wow, he was a fucking creeper. He was really like that creepy fucking guy in the club that just can't get his hands off of you and shit. He buy you one drink and want to touch you all night.
I'm not taking that.
No, yeah, what we gonna do, man? I'm ready to protest.
No, I will not allow it.
I'm ready to protest, man.
Pepe Le Pew will ever live. Speedy Gonzalez, Viva La Raza, and who else? Lola.
Oh, it's Lola?
Is it Lola?
I thought it was Babs. Oh no, Babs is from Tiny Toon. I mean, yeah. From Looney Tunes.
It's Lola. One. It's Lola.
Yeah, it's Lola. You're right.
Oh man, that's crazy. They turned her into a fucking soccer mom.
Yo.
That weird fucking big
baggy jeans. For what though? It's like, what? I was trying to understand, like, what was they thinking in their head? Was it like, yo, we made her too sexy. Let's make her more like a friendly bunny. For the kids, I guess they don't want the kids looking at a curvy woman like that.
I had no problem with it. No, none
neither
whatsoever.
Did I. Neither did I, man. But I guess they don't want you to look at that as being sexy, or that's what beauty is. Is a woman shaped like that?
I'm disgusted.
Or maybe they don't want kids to be attracted to a bunny. So they're like, let's just make that shit a real bunny. Like, why are these people attracted to a fucking bunny?
Nope. Nope. I'm not going to let that fly because I ain't want to fuck no bunnies. No bunny fucking me over here. No desire to fuck up. Nope. Not one bit. So,
yo,
nope.
But when she stepped on the court.
Shit was shaking. Shit was moving.
With the hips.
I was on it. I said, damn. But I ain't want to go say, you know what? What that bunny pussy be like? No, yo, sorry. The fuck?
Yo, cancel culture is just getting
out of hand. I will not allow it.
It's grinding my fucking gears, man.
Fucking no, Andalay, my nigga. Andalay, you learned Spanish.
Facts, you facts.
When someone said Andalay, you was like, oh, I know what that means. My man Speedy says that shit all the time.
All the time. No, let's go. That means let's move.
No, let's go.
Let's go.
Go.
Come on, man. Like,
if you ever found yourself surrounded by some Spanish people and they was in a bad situation and they say, Andale, Andale, you are no longer ignorant.
Yeah, you know you what knew. The fuck
hey,
to do.
Hey, we got to get the fuck out of here.
We got to get moving.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Andale, Andale. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yo,
what's going on?
My thing is it Mexicans saying that they upset?
It's just,
or is this like other people stroke. Saying this
it's
shit?
Just
like
broad stroke.
I don't even think Mexicans even care about that shit.
You know, I don't want to speak on behalf, but listen. Mexicans I do know a few. I might fuck around and call my homie. What up, Speedy? And he'd be like, Andale.
That's racist as fuck.
That's my homie though. I'm not saying to go do that.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm not saying to go do that. I'm just saying. You know, that's my homie.
I know growing up I had a Mexican friend and he knew about that. He had the lunchbox, the book bag. He was cool with the shit. He
proud of
the
shit.
Like they
loved it.
Like Mexicans wasn't represented in a positive light. Like that was like a positive light. They was, you know.
Speedy was
I mean, he was
smart
a mouse, though.
He was fast. He was cunning. Yeah. He was witted.
You can't even. Who caught him?
No one.
Nobody. Nobody caught him ever.
Then they ended up putting him and Jerry together. Shorty, come on, man. That was a classic.
I remember that episode.
Too. He fucked up Tom early. Tom had no idea what to do.
That's crazy. I remember that shit.
On.
Yo, they did have the crossover.
Classics, man.
Yeah, but.
You dare. Pepe Le Pew, man. I wake up Saturday morning, Pepe Le Pew be like, that's my shorty. I be like, damn, yeah. That's what I want to do to shorty. In the fifth grade. Yeah. That's what I want to do. You know?
Yeah.
Just when you a little nigga, just having those little nigga dreams.
Yo, I'm going to go ahead and say he was a fucking hero, man. He's a fucking hero, man.
Come on.
He was a hero. He made you want to be fast.
Pepe was like, yo, man, maybe, you know what? If you try hard enough, she might like him.
She might like you because at the end of the thing,
she end up being like,
she ends up being like, fine, fuck it. Even though she's a cat. That was the crazy part about it. He thought she was a skunk and he was a fucking cat. She had a white streak on her. She thought it was a fucking skunk. Oh, man. But she ended up giving in at the end of every episode, man, all the time, man. So it's like.
And it taught you a lesson.
Yeah.
We always want what we can't have. See, man, you don't.
Or if first you don't succeed, try again.
Try again.
Like, that's what you learn from these things, man. Why everybody gotta say, oh, that's creepy. Ah, he's a fucking rapist. Like, come on, man. Yo, they had the meme where it was Pepe Le Pew grabbing on the girl and the dude from Scooby-Doo takes off his head and it was Cuomo.
Oh, man. Underneath the fuck. They coming at Cuomo.
Yo, they coming at Cuomo hard.
Canceled.
Man.
Niggas.
He gonna cancel his ass.
Niggas is.
It's a rap.
Canceled.
Dumbass, man.
Damn.
Chill. Oh, man.
Bring him out.
Oh, my God. You want to start it off? I'm going to start it off. Fuck it, then. Did you hear about the fucking murder suspect they let out of fucking Rikers Island?
Okay. Wow. Close the doors.
They let out a fucking murderer by mistake. That was awaiting trial for 3 years. And they got a mistake and they thought it was just time served and just like let him the fuck out the back door.
That sounds about some dumb shit they do.
Well, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, well,
I have never heard of them making a mistake and letting go a fucking murderer.
Yeah.
You heard that before?
Now it's time to hide your kids, hide your wife.
Now they looking for him. They saying he's armed and dangerous. He's probably in the Bronx somewhere.
There you go. Riding a fucking city bike. Fucking dumbass shit.
So that's just another.
You think he needs a fucking city bike, de Blasio? Huh?
According to Republicans, he's going to get that STEMI check, so he going to be good.
Oh, yeah. He's good. Start him off right. Bang.
Did you hear about the Instagram models sleeping in U-Haul vans and sleeping in their cars for the All-Star weekend?
Oh, Lord. What about the GoFundMes? It's like, I can't come back home. You broke bitch.
They was banking on getting the baller. And it was like, we out to the All-Star game and sleep in our cars. We're going to get ready in our cars. We're going to rent a Ruhal truck. They said all of the hotels was booked. Because
so they had to sleep in a van. Wow.
Because hotels is not packing they hotels because of COVID. Duh.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be packed like ours. So I don't know what the fuck they was thinking. But
first of all, the mayor told y'all to stay home.
And they came out anyways.
Okay. Niggas always love to come out.
And they was, I guess they was out there. They trying to catch a baller. Trying to catch some ballers. And ended up getting their ass frozen. Sleeping in U-Haul trucks looking goofy as fuck.
Being stuck with no way back home. How the fuck you buy a one-way ticket to Atlanta? The fuck is wrong with you?
Because they Instagram models. They got trust in their looks that they gonna get some sucker ass that's gonna give them something.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is a profession out there, man.
Good luck with that.
Oh, gunplay.
Gunplay. You mean the rapper Gunplay?
The rapper Gunplay.
What's up with him?
Remember him, Gunplay.
Rolling.
He's in the news. They talking about canceling your boy, even though he's already kind of canceled.
I mean, like, how could you cancel somebody that's not even, like, popping?
I don't know, but they coming after him, man.
This is the first time I'm hearing about him.
Racial slurs. He was arguing with an Asian man.
Oh.
And he was on video calling him some very offensive names.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should repeat it.
Don't repeat
but they
that shit.
Racist.
Don't say that shit.
Hey, but racist as fuck the Asians, man. And it's like, damn. And then he tried to come out with a half-ass apology. Talking his response to it is like, yo, I'm not racist. I got Asian friends and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I had, like,
I fucked the Asian girl before. Like, you know, they cool.
Oh boy.
And no, I even I watch Asian porn. Like, they got some good pussy. So,
oh God, he doubled down.
How can I not? So how can I be racist?
He doubled down. He did that. He did one of those. That's what he went to.
I mean, Gunplay doesn't look like the smartest guy. You know what I'm saying?
Not
but
a
he definitely guy, should talk to somebody before he speaks.
No.
Like, yo, before I say something, like, run it by somebody first.
I wouldn't pick him on the academic team.
Because if that was a apology, that sounds crazy, man. I watch Asian porn. How can I be racist? That shit is crazy.
I mean, the dumbass come out his the mouth when he the wind came out his mouth. He's like, damn, that was dumb.
No, I don't think so.
No, of course not.
I think he thought that was valid. Like,
they never do.
He thought that was valid.
They never do. Oh, my dumbass! The young ladies in San Francisco. Did you see this story, Ardat?
No.
Young ladies, three young ladies get into a cab.
Uh-oh.
They say, we're girls. These young little girls get into a cab. They get into an Uber.
Did they order the Uber?
Yes, they ordered the Uber. One of the young ladies did not have a mask on. The Uber driver sees the young lady without a mask. He pulls over to a gas station and asks the young ladies to get out the car. The young ladies proceed to cause a ruckus. Like big grown women. And one of the women slaps the mask off the driver.
Mm-mm.
And proceeds to cough and go, I got the Rona.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. That's why I'm not out there, yo. I'm not out there, bro. Nah.
And in the scuffle, they snatch the Uber driver's phone. He grabs it back and he is yelling to have these young ladies get the F out of his car.
That's crazy.
Do you want to know how she makes this even worse? You dumbass. The young lady proceeds to, guess what, Ardat?
Oh, no.
She goes on social media.
Oh, stupid ass. At least we can find her easy now.
And she tells her side of the story about how she didn't have a mask on and she didn't want to be left on the side of the road and blah, 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 blah. And she's lucky she didn't pull up and have a strap on him and do some of all that dumb shit.
Were they black? That's like some black people shit.
These were minorities. Damn. Yes, of course. Our
damn.
And she was then she even doubled down on the dumbass. And she said, fuck Uber. That's why we take Lyft. And guess what, Ardat?
She got banned from both platforms.
She got banned from both platforms, you fucking dumbass.
I see that. She should get her ass arrested.
Oh, Ardat, I'm glad that you said that. These young ladies are now have warrants for their arrest in San Francisco over this incident. They are wanted for assault and robbery. A double doozy.
Damn, assault and robbery? They gonna do that? That's a felony.
They doubling up on that.
They trying to hit her with an F.
Two fells. Two Fs.
Oh, no.
Two Fs in ones. How you get two Fs in one class, bitch? Damn.
Damn. That's on her record, man. She don't even know what she just
did. You fucked up.
She don't know what she just did.
20 years from now, she gonna have an F on her shit.
Not only did you do something stupid, baby girl, I want you to come close. I want you to come real close. You gave everybody and everyone the evidence.
Yeah, that's the dumb part. Like, you just progressively got dumber.
You just went double. Then you said, nah, we gonna turn this 2 into the 4. Then you turn the 4 into the 8. Then you got your 8 to into a 16. And now you're a full dumbass, baby girl. Ooh, you're the hole. You done went the hole on the dumbass.
Damn, son.
At first you was working with fractions. And now you done became the whole. You will forever. And the other young ladies in the car, the one who probably was just sitting there like, what the fuck am I doing in this situation? You also will have 2 F's on your fucking
really?
Record. Really? You know they're going to charge everybody in the car.
Oh, I don't know. Man, they might just let her be a witness.
Let me see.
They might just let her be a witness.
Let me see. Let me make sure. If it's 2 of them.
They might just let her be a witness.
It's 2 of them, right. It's 2 of them. It's 2, right. Because it was a third. And she probably is. She probably is the head witness.
Yeah, she gonna be the witness. Like, yo, I ain't do nothing, but I mean, shit, they still might hit her with something.
She probably head witness, and she get like community service or something, you know. And she gonna snitch on the gang. Cause she was just sitting there while those other two were carrying on, and like she's like, what?
I gotta see the video, man.
Situation.
I gotta see the video. Yeah, that shit is crazy, man. That's why I ain't going back to everybody vaccinated. Fuck that. You
dumbass. Yeah.
Go get your vaccines too, man.
Please, man. First of all, an appointment is harder to fucking get than Jordan's.
Yeah, we ain't gonna get that.
An appointment. I'm on the eligibility list.
Oh yeah, you good. That shit.
Nigga, I can't get shit.
Nah, you getting the next batch.
Unless I fucking sit and refresh the page every 5 minutes, which I don't have the time to do. It's so hard to get a vaccine. I guess I gotta like sit there for like an hour and just keep refreshing and seeing if I get an appointment or something, but. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Shit is crazy, man. With that said, that was episode 93. Follow us on all social. My mama basement, everything. My mama _ basement, all that shit. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Holla. We want y'all to be safe so y'all could come rock with us next week. Holla.
Yeah.